Got any beer for that, right?
You there, I'm done?
Yes, hello?
Okay, they're going to answer shortly.
Bank of Cardiff, Steve.
Hi, Steve. We have John on the line with us. He owns a gas station. Right now, he's doing around approximately $100,000 to $140,000 monthly, and he can use some extra cash for inventory and expansion. He's trying to open another business, okay?
Okay.
All right, great.
Great. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's one day closer to Friday, I guess.
One day closer to Friday, I hope, for you.
Yeah, I gotcha. Let me give some information from you really quick, and then I can answer any questions you have, all right?
Okay.
How do you spell your first name? I'm sorry.
It's A-M-J-A-D.
Okay. And what's the company name?
It's just put a Valero Mart.
Okay. Valero. Okay. I know what you're talking about. And let's see. And you said you do about 140 a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said the net deposit, right?
I'm sorry?
You said the deposit.
Yeah.
You said the deposits, right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and how much are you looking to take out for inventory?
Well, I'm trying to open a new business, so that's what I'm trying to go through. So
okay.
I'm talking to my bank also, so.
Okay, that's totally fine. How much are you looking for?
It's going to be a liquor store, so probably at least $140,000.
Okay. Sounds perfect. Okay, and you're the 100% owner, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you guys been in business?
Probably almost 8 years.
Okay. Cool, all right. So, yeah, so let's just get into a little bit more about what it is exactly you're looking to do. I know you said some inventory, so you're going to be opening up a new liquor store, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So is that going to be part of the Valero convenience store?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever worked with a working capital loan before?
Not through you guys, no.
Okay, but you have worked with them, right? Like the unsecured cash?
Well, it's a different, yeah, but I just have to see what you guys to offer.
Okay, yeah, that's totally understandable. You know, we do this...
And how much, what would be the interest and everything is.
Okay, I understand. Do you have a deadline? Like, do you need it by a certain time?
Well, I'd like to open it hopefully by the end of this week, so...
Okay. That's
because I already renovated the building, so I just,
okay.
I've got a few stuff need to be done. My license is approved, so I just need to open it.
Okay, that's got it. End of the week, that's perfectly fine. You know, we work pretty fast over here. We're a little bit different than the nationwide banks in that we can get you an answer within 24 hours. Okay, and so you said you were going to your bank, right? Are you just looking for like a line of credit, or are they just going to give you like a cash loan, or how does that work?
Well, I don't know that yet. Probably line of credit.
Okay. And have they given you an answer already?
No, not yet, because I didn't sit and talk to them about it. They said it can be done within, like, you know, a couple of days. So I was waiting for my license, and my license is already in now. So.
Oh, nice. So you got your liquor license already. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Now, the capital loans, they're mainly based off your gross annual sales, which is nice, but I do have to ask, do you know what your credit's at? Like about around?
720 up to 740.
Okay. That's perfect. You know, we work with, you know, credit tiers A to D, so that's great. Let's see here. Okay, so besides, you know, like the inventory for liquor store, I mean, is there anything else you need it for? Like, I know, you probably need it for the liquor. Is there like, are you training to use it for like shelves and things like that? I mean, what kind of inventory are we talking about?
Probably close to $100,000.
Right, okay. What kind of inventory?
We're talking about liquor store, so I don't know if you don't know about liquor store then.
No, I understand about liquor stores. I got you, man.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, I know there's a lot that goes into
how much the liquor is going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, but the liquor, it's not cheap to buy liquor, so that's going to cost me at least $100,000 to fill it up the store.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Okay, and also, do you have any kind
of... How you doing?
Do you have any kind of equipment needs? Because, you know, we do equipment financing as well. So, I mean, I don't know if you need, like...
I already got all that done right now.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, from everything that you've told me so far, you know, looks like we could probably do something here for you. Absolutely. Let's see what you get qualified for. The way I always work with all my customers is that I try to get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term. And then we can work back from there. So even if we get you, you know, approved for, you know, like $250,000, you don't have to take all of that. You can just take, you know, what you need. That's a really nice thing.
Okay.
Now, I know you asked about, you know, like...
So how does it work for you?
So it works for me. What I'm going to do is, what's a good email for you?
Just do it, AmjadAli3716@yahoo.com.
Okay, and that's, let me see here.
It's Amjad, AmjadAli3716 at Yahoo.
3716 at Yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and is there a better number for me to get a hold of you on, or?
It's 859-552-8254.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'll do, the way it works is I will send you an email. It'll have all my contact information.
Okay.
And it'll have just a very short list of paperwork that I'll need to move forward. It's just the application, the 6 months of your bank statements, and then their tax return, and that's it. And then we can, you know, as soon as you get that over to me, I can submit it and, you know, usually have an answer with you within 24 hours of getting all that paperwork.
Yeah, just send me what you guys need, what your guidelines are, and I'm going to read it to it. If I see if it's a good deal, then I'll do it. If not, then I'm just going to decline it, okay?
Sure, yeah, that's totally fine. One more question, though, for you. I was going to ask. When these people, whoever just called you guys, how did they introduce themselves? I have to do like a survey of how they
just said they are from, you know, from the credit card company or credit company or loan company, whatever.
Okay. And did they offer, like, saying, like, you're pre-qualified or anything like that?
Well, yeah, they do that. That's okay. A normal pitch, I guess. That's your sales pitch, so.
Yeah. Okay. That's understandable. All right, so that sounds good. So I will send that email to you. Just you should get it, like, in the next 10 minutes, all right?
Okay, well, I'll look at it tonight when I go home, son.
Okay, sounds good. And then is it all right if I just give you a call, like, tomorrow to make sure you receive the email and, you know, see what your thoughts are on it?
Okay, just call me tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bro.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.